At her church, we're going through a fall series called 40 Days of Prayer.
在 Pastor Scott 的教会，他们秋天有一个系列叫做40天的祷告。
And I want to encourage you to pray as a church.
我也想鼓励大家在这个教会一起祷告。
I found that in my own prayer life, I have a lot of growth that I need to have take place.
我自己在祷告时候学到了很多。
And so even as we're going through this period of time, my prayer life is growing.
所以即使我们在教会里面大家一起祷告，我也是跟着一起成长的。
Today I want to focus on how to pray confidently.
所以今天要讲的是如何有信心的祷告。
And I'm going to start with American baseball.
我们一开始讲的是美国的棒球。
How many Yankee fans do we have here?
有多少人是洋基队的粉丝？
One, two. How many Met fans do we have here?
有没有 Met?
One. Oh, two. Okay, so we're even. We got two and two. The rest of you, you're happy.
剩下的人他们就好像很高兴，什么也不是。
Because both the Mets and the Yankees aren't finishing the year very well.
因为这两个队今年打的都不好。
But I want to tell you a story about the Yankees.
今天讲一个洋基队的故事。
There was a guy, his name was Chuck Knoblauch.
这个球员名字叫 Chuck.
And he was Rookie of the Year in 1991.
他曾经在1991年被评为年度的新秀。
That means he was the best young player in all of baseball.
他在那一年是所有的新进球员里面表现最好的。
Chuck also won a Golden Globe, a Golden Glove Award.
他还得过金手套奖。
Which means he was the best second baseman in the American League.
就是意味着他是全美联盟最好的二垒球手。
And in 1998, he became a Yankee.
在1998年，他成为洋基队的队员。
But something happened in 1999 to him.
然后1999年的时候，有个奇怪的事情发生了。
Here is the best second baseman in all of baseball.
这是在棒球史上最棒的一个二垒。
And all of a sudden, he couldn't throw the ball to first base.
但是突然他扔球就是扔得不好了。
This is a term that is called the yips.
在他们那个行业叫做这个 yips, 就是持续性的发挥失常。
Can you all say the yips?
Yips.
Okay, now you know all about baseball.
你们现在就是棒球的专家了。
But what do you think was going on in his head when he had this case of the yips?
那么他的手到底出了什么事儿呢？
He lost his confidence.
因为他没有信心了。
One time he threw the ball, this is Keith Oberman on the left.
左边这个男的是一个人。
And his mother Marie is on the right.
右边是他的妈妈。
And one time Chuck Knoblauch threw the ball, it went into the stands and hit her in the head.
有一次这个球二垒这个球手他扔球的时候扔飞了打到这个人的妈妈头上。
He started to hurt people at the games.
所以他的就是技术越来越差他都甚至可以开始伤人了。
One time they were playing the Chicago White Sox.
有一次他们跟芝加哥白袜队比赛。
And before the sixth inning, he had thrown three balls into the stands.
第六局之前他已经把三个球已经扔飞打飞到这个观众席上了。
He was so discouraged, he walked off the field, got dressed, and went home.
他自己也非常的失望他竟然就从球场上走下来穿上衣服回家了。
While the game was still going on,
这个比赛还在进行呢。
He lacked confidence in his ability.
因为他对自己已经完全没有信心了。
We can also lack confidence in prayer.
我们在祷告上也可以失去信心。
I talk to people all the time about their prayer life.
我经常跟人们谈话，谈到他们的祷告生活。
And many times people tell me, I don't know how to pray. I'm very insecure about my prayer life.
很多时候人们就会说，我不知道该怎样祷告，我觉得祷告也没什么用。
Well, I want to increase your confidence in prayer today.
今天我就想增加你在祷告上的信心。
The disciples of Jesus also wanted to know how to pray better.
耶稣的门徒也想知道怎么样才能更好的祷告。
In Luke chapter 11, verses 1 and 2, could you read that?
路加福音十一章一到二节，耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说：“求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。”耶稣说：“你们祷告的时候要说，我们在天上的父。”
The disciples didn't ask how to preach better.
他的门徒没有问他怎么样才能更好的讲道。
They didn't ask how to lead better.
没有问他怎么样才能成为更好的领袖。
They ask, Lord, help us pray better.
他们问的是求主教导我们祷告。
Jesus wanted them to pray confidently.
耶稣也想让他们怀着信心去祷告。
And so he introduced to them a brand new way of praying.
所以耶稣就告诉他们一个祷告的全新的方式。
It's found in the word Father.
那就是关键词天上的父。
That word in the original language is Abba.
在原文里面是阿爸。
It's the very first word that a young baby is going to say growing up.
那是小婴孩出生的时候看到爸爸说的话。
Do you know what it really means?
你们知道是什么意思吗
？Daddy.
就是爸爸。
Daddy.
爸爸。
This word "father" was rarely used in the Old Testament, but never in prayer.
在旧约圣经里，这个词也出现过，但是从来没有在祷告里面出现过。
In the Old Testament, you would pray, "O Creator of heaven and earth."
在旧约里面，人们对着天上地下的造物主祷告。
You would pray, "O Redeemer of Israel."
他们对着以色列的正救赎者祷告。
But you never said, "Father."
但是从来没有对着天父祷告。
Then Jesus said, "That's how you pray."
然而主耶稣告诉我们，你们就这样祷告。
And in the New Testament.The idea of praying to our Father in heaven is used over 150 times.
所以在新约里面，主耶稣带着我们以用150次多次来向天父祷告。
See, Jesus wanted us to understand this message.
所以主耶稣想让我们理解这样一个概念。
God is not simply a power; He is a person.
耶和华神并不是主，只是一股力量，他是一个人。
God is not a force.He is our Father.
他不是一个能量，他是我们的父。
Now, for some of you in this room, this is a hard teaching.
在座的各位可能觉得这很难。
Because you're dealing with what we call a father wound.
因为我们有一个词叫做从父亲来的伤害。
You had a painful relationship, or you didn't even have a relationship with a father.
也许你跟你的父亲关系并不好。
And so when you think about calling.Your heavenly father, that name, you think about your earthly father and that pain.
所以当你说到天上的父的时候，却让你联想到你地上父亲给你造成的伤害。
So if you had an abusive or a distant or a controlling father, you're a little reluctant about prayer.
所以当你的父亲有虐待的倾向，来想要控制你的时候，你就不太愿意这样祷告。
And I totally understand that.
我完全理解。
But it's time to set the record straight.
但是现在你要明白。
The truth is, your heavenly father is not like your earthly father.
真相是我们在天上的父和你在地上的父一点都不一样。
And when you understand what your heavenly father is truly like, you will be able to pray confidently.
当你知道我们天父是什么样的时候，你就能满怀信心地向他祷告。
So our goal today is to discover...The four characteristics of your heavenly father.
所以我们今天就来看一看我们天父的四个特性。
And the first characteristic is that God is a caring father.
第一个特性是神是关爱我们的父亲。
God loves each one of you more than you will ever understand.
主，我们天上的父爱我们每一个人，超出我们的所思所想。
He loves each of you more deeply and more passionately than any earthly father.
他比地球上任何一个父亲都更加有热情、有激情地爱着他的儿女们。
Could you read Isaiah?
我们来读一下以赛亚四十九章十五节：妇人焉能忘记他吃奶的婴孩，不连续他所生的儿子？即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
That's God talking about you.
那就是主对你讲话。
Do you know how much a mother loves a little baby as that baby is nursing on her breast?
你们知道一个女生她喂养婴孩的时候她多么的爱那个婴孩吗？
That doesn't even compare with how much God loves you.
那种爱也不能同天父的爱相比拟。
But what happens if that baby cries and messes the diaper?
那如果那个小婴孩经常哭泣并且拉屎撒尿呢？
Will that mother reject that baby?
那个母亲会就不理那个孩子吗？
Never.
从来不会了。
And your heavenly Father will not reject you, no matter how much you mess up, no matter how much you sin. He still loves you.
不论你犯了多大的错误，不论你造成多大的混乱，天父也不会离弃你的。
Paul captured the extent of God's love in Romans chapter 8.
保罗在罗马书八章向我们写道。因为我深信无论是死是生是天使是掌权的是有能的是现在的事是将来的事是高处的是低处的是别的受造之物都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的
Nothing can separate you from God's love.
没有人能使你与神的爱隔绝
You can try to stop God from loving you, but you will never succeed.
你能去试一下，但是你永远也不会成功的。
In Luke chapter 8, the story is told about Jesus on a boat trip across the Sea of Galilee.
路加福音第八节讲到主耶稣坐在一个船上，穿过加利利海。
And he must have been really tired because the moment he got in that boat, he fell asleep.
他当时肯定是很累了，因为他一上船就睡着了。
Well, as they're crossing that sea, a terrible storm came up.
他们在穿过加利利海的时候，海上突然起了风暴。
And even though several of these guys were very good fishermen, they thought that they were going to drown.
虽然船上的门徒很多都是很有经验的渔夫，他们都已经很害怕，怕船会翻了。
So they bend down to Jesus and they say, "Master, don't you care that we're going to drown?"
所以他们就赶紧去叫醒耶稣说。夫子，你难道不怕我们会被淹死吗？
And that's the question we were all asking.
那也是我们经常问的一个问题。
God, don't you care that my marriage is falling apart?
他说神啊，难道你不关心吗？我的婚姻都已经走到尽头了。
God, don't you care that I can't reach my teenage son or daughter?
你难道不关心吗？我跟我的这个十几岁的儿女关系这么不好。
God, don't you care that in the office everyone's getting promoted but me?
主啊，你难道不关心吗？在工作上面，别人都得到升迁了，只有我没有。
And what's the answer to that question?
那么神的回答是什么呢？
The answer is yes. Your Father does care.
回答是是的，你的父神真的很关心。
And he's just waiting for you to connect with him.
他只不过是等着你与他连结。
Peter says this. He says, "Cast all of your anxiety on him, because he cares for you."
彼得说，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
So if you have your Bible, why don't you put a little line under that word "all"?
如果你自己有圣经，请在一切二字下面画一条线。
Every health issue, every love issue, every financial issue, give it to him.
你自己的一切的健康的忧虑、财务的忧虑、人际关系的忧虑，都可以卸给神。
If something is big enough to worry about, it's big enough to pray about.
如果一件事情能够让你为之焦虑，也一定是让你为之祷告的。
Bring it all to your heavenly Father because He actually cares for you.
都带到天父的面前，因为他真的很关心你。
The second characteristic of our Heavenly Father.
我们天父的第二个特质。
He is a consistent Father.
他是始终如一的父亲。
There's nothing deceitful in God, nothing two-faced, nothing fickle. I, the Lord, do not change.
在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿，因我耶和华是永远不变的。
We can pray with confidence, not because we're great prayers. But because God's a great father.
我们祷告的时候要有信心，信心不是因为我们祷告的能力，而是因为我们的神，他是始终如一的父亲。
It's based entirely on his character.
完全是基于神的特质。
What this means is that God's love will never stop.
这意思就是说，神对我们的爱永远也不会停止。
Could you read 2 Timothy 2?
提摩太后书二章十三节，我们纵然失信，他仍是可信的，因为他不能背乎自己。
As a pastor and a counselor, I have found that the greatest resentments in children are parents who break their promises.
作为一个牧师和经常给人家咨询的，我发现很多很多人他们的伤痛来自他们小的时候不能信靠他们的父母。
An inconsistent father will produce unsure, insecure children.
那些说话不算数的父母，他们能够带出那些没有安全感的孩子。
In the United States, 63% of teenage suicides are from fatherless homes.
在美国，63%是自杀的年轻人都是来自于没有父亲的家庭。
90% of the kids that run away are from fatherless homes.
90%离家出走的年轻人是来自于没有父亲的家庭。
71% of the kids that drop out of high school are from fatherless homes.
71%从高中退学的孩子来自于没有父亲的家庭。
I could give you more statistics on this. You just have to trust me that when fathers are not connected to their children suffer.
还有很多的数据证明。当一个父亲不能很好的教养孩子的时候，他们的孩子非常的就是得到这个被是不好的。
Many children grew up, they didn't know if their father was going to hug them or slug them.
很多小孩长大的时候，他不知道他父亲到底是要抱他呢，还是要打他。
They didn't know if their father was going to be silent or violent.
也不知道他父亲到底是要沉默呢，还是要变得狂躁。
They didn't know if they would be accepted or rejected.
也不知道自己是会被接受还是被否定。
But let me tell you something about your heavenly Father.
但是我想告诉你，你们的天父。
He will never reject you.
他永远也不会拒绝你。
He will never go back on his promises.
他永远也不会食言。
My God is changeless in his love for me.
因为我们的主在他爱我们这件事情上是不会改变的。
No matter what you've done, no matter how far you've strayed from God, He still loves you.
不论你做了什么，不论你离弃神有多远，他永远都会爱你。
His love is constant in your life.
因为在你生命中，他的爱是永恒不变的。
You can count on Him.
你可以依靠他。
The third characteristic of our Heavenly Father.
我们天父第三个特质。
God is a close father.
神是亲密的父亲。
Many earthly fathers are not close to their children.
许多地上的父亲跟孩子关系并不亲。
But with your heavenly father, there's no distance between you and him.
但是在你和你天父之间没有距离的。
He's always by your side, you are never alone.
他永远都在你身边，永远不是你一个人。
Could you read Hebrews 13?
希伯来书十三章五节。我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
God will never stop thinking about you.
神永远也不会停止想念你。
That's why we can pray confidently.
所以我们就可以充满信心地向他祷告。
Psalm 139 says, How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I cannot even count them. They're outnumbered.They outnumber the grains of sand.
诗篇一百三十九篇说：“神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。我若数点，比海沙更多。我睡醒的时候，仍和你同在。”
So every time you go to Cove Beach in Stanford and you look at the sand there, I want you to remember this.
所以每次你去海边公园的时候，你都要记住。
Every one of those grains of sand, God's saying, "I love you."
海边的每一粒沙子都是神对你说我爱你。
Pick up a handful of sand and do this. I love you. I love you. I love you.
抓一把沙子来数一数。
Your father is very close to you.
你们的天父跟你们真的是很亲近。
There are three very encouraging truths about this. One is that God is not too busy for you.
所以有三点要注意。第一就是对神而言，他永远也不会太忙，顾不上你。
It used to be before cell phones that you could call somebody up and get a busy signal.
以前没有手机的时候，你给人家打电话会遇到一个忙音。
Just for the young people, I'll let you know what it sounds like.
就好，就给大家演示一下，如果你们从来没听过。
You would call the number.
你把一个拨一个号码。
And then it would go.
然后你会听到。
Biz 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 biz.
你会听到这个噪音。
And you couldn't even leave a message.
你甚至都不能留言。
That meant no one's going to hear you.
那就是说，你打了电话也白打，人们不知道。
That is just the opposite of our Heavenly Father.
那个就是我们天父对我们正好相反的一个场景。
He's never too busy for you.
我们的天父从来不会太忙，顾不上我们的。
It's not like you call him and he says, "Hey, just hold on. I'm solving a problem in the Middle East."
永远也不会说你跟他讲话的时候，他说：“哎，等一下，我在解决一个中东的问题。”
He's always there to listen.
他永远都在那儿倾听。
And God, second truth is God loves to meet your needs.
第二个就是说，神真的想满足你的需要。
Do you know that God wants to bless every person in this room?
你们知不知道神想赐福在座的每一位？
He would just love to pour his blessing out on you.
他真的想把他的赐福倾倒在你的身上。
But the reason that we're not experiencing his blessing is because of us.
但是因为我们自己的缘故，我们无法领受这个祝福。
This is how we pray.
这是我们祷告时候说的。
Our hands are closed.
我们手是抓紧了的。
We need to pray with empty hands.
我们祷告的时候手要放开。
Lord, fill me with your blessing.
主啊，求你把你的祝福倾倒给我。
When we pray with our hands closed, God can't pour his blessing out on us.
当你手上抓满了东西的时候，神无法把他的赐福交在你的手上。
But he would love to have you pray tomorrow and say, Lord, I'm willing to receive your blessing.
但是他想让你明天就向他祷告，主啊，我想接受你的祝福。
And another truth about the closeness of God is that He's sympathetic to our heart, our hurts.
第三点就是说，神他真的很能理解我们的痛苦。
Some of us had fathers that were not very sympathetic.
我们有的人的爸爸对我们一点同情心都没有。
My father was one of them.
我爸爸就这样。
If I got hurt, he'd say, "Scott, walk it off."
如果我觉得我自己很难受，他会说 ，Scott， 你去走一走就忘了。
He'd say, Scott, if you're going to be sick at home, you might as well be sick at school. Get out of here.
他会说 ，Scott， 如果你在家里面愁眉苦脸，你不如去学校愁眉苦脸，赶紧走吧。
So he wasn't very sympathetic.
所以他不是对我很有同情心的。
But the Bible says that God is close to the brokenhearted and those who are crushed in their spirit.
但是圣经告诉我们，神。他非常非常亲近那些忧伤痛悔的人。
Think about this. When was the last time you had a broken heart?
你想一想，你上次你被伤心是什么时候？
Well, when you had that broken heart, God was close to you.
当你的心伤的时候，神离你格外的近。
It's actually when we're proud and everything's going well that God's not close to us because we're not close to Him.
当我们春风得意，去非常骄傲的时候。神反倒离我们没有那么近了。
But God wants you to be close to Him.
因为神真的想让我们亲近他。
In the 1960s, we had a president in the United States. His name was John Kennedy.
在九十年代，美国的总统肯尼迪。
And it was one of the few times that the president of the United States had young children.
这个是白宫很少有小孩子在里面，他就有两个小孩子。
Now, if you're going to have an appointment with President Kennedy,You had to go through his chief of staff, through his secretary, through security, and then you might get an appointment months and months in the future.
那个时候，你要是想见总统，你要先通过他的秘书、他的幕僚长、他的各种安全的这些筛选，经过重重的这些个繁文缛节，等几个月才可以见到总统一面。
But there were two people.That had access to the Oval Office anytime they wanted.
但是白宫有两个人，他们随便什么时候想去总统办公室都可以的。
Their name were John and Caroline.
他名字就是约翰和卡罗兰·肯尼迪。
And they would run down the hallway into the Oval Office, and they go, "Daddy, Daddy!"
他们随时都可以打开这个总统办公室的门，跑进去说：“爸爸，爸爸。”
And none of the security guards, "You can't go in here."
那些保安不会拦着他们。
They say, "Go right into your dad."
他们就会说去吧，找你爸爸去吧。
And I wanted to tell you something about your heavenly father.
所以告诉你们天父。
He's in the Oval Office right now.
他现在就在他的办公室里。
But you can run into that office anytime you need to and say, Daddy!
但是你随时需要他的时候，你都可以跑到他的办公室说，爸爸，爸爸。
That's what we have.
那是我们有的。
When we make our Heavenly Father our Daddy.
当我们尊我们天上的父为父的时候，那就是我们所得的权利。
Let's go to the fourth characteristic.
第四个特质。
God is a competent Father.
神是一个称职的父亲。
He can handle any problem that you bring to him.
你带给他的任何难题，他都可以解决。
Nothing is impossible for God.
因为在神而言，没有什么是不可能的。
Can you read Ephesians 3?
以弗所书三章二十节说，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超出我们的所求所想。
God's competence can be seen in His wisdom.
神他的称职之处在于他的智慧。
Do you know that there are more stars in the universe than grains of sand on all of the beaches on the entire planet?
你们知不知道天空中星座的数目超过地球上所有海滩的沙的合起来的数目？
And yet, the psalmist says that God knows every star by name.
然而诗篇告诉我们，神认识每一个星座，认识知道他们的名字。
He knows the temperature on every star in the universe right now.
他现在就知道在宇宙中所有的星球上面的温度是多少。
He knows the circumference of every star in the universe.
他知道宇宙中所有星球的大小。
That's how much God knows.
那是这是他的知识。他的智慧。
He also has a personal knowledge of every person in this room.
而且他对在座的每一位，他都知道你的个人的每件事情。
We're told that God has a container with every one of your tears in it.
我们知道神他有一个容器，装了你的每一粒眼泪，每一滴眼泪。
He knows every time you've cried.
每次你哭泣的时候，他都知道。
He knows how many tears came down your face.
他知道你脸上流下几滴眼泪。
He's an incredible God.
他真的是我们无法想象的一位神。
He also has a knowledge of all potential.
他还知道一切没有发生的事情。
Did you ever think, oh, what would have happened in my life if I had just made this decision and gone this way?
你们有时候会想，如果我今天做这个决定，以后会怎么样呢？
God knows every potential road that we could have taken.
神知道你将要走，将要出现的每一个结局。
And then God is competent because He's all powerful.
神是称职的父亲，因为他真的大有能力。
I don't care how messed up the situation you find yourself in, God can work it out for good.
不论你自己把自己的境况搞得多么的糟，神他都能够转坏为好。
Now pause and think with me just for a second.
你们就用一秒钟来想一下。
Think of your biggest problem, your most daunting challenge that you're facing right now.
想一下，现在你所面临一个最大、最难的问题。
Your Heavenly Father can help you handle any situation.
你的天父可以帮助你把这一切都解决。
Here's what it says in 1 Corinthians.
在哥林多前书说道。
What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind can conceive, the things God has prepared for those who love Him.
神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
If you love God,
如果你爱神，
if God is your daddy,
如果神是你的天父，
He can help you through any situation in life.
他会帮你走过人生的每一个阶段，每一个时刻。
I want to share with you a game that American fathers play with their kids.
我想跟大家分享一个美国的爸爸经常跟他们的小孩玩的游戏。
It's called the International Penny Game.
叫做国际硬币游戏。
And the way it works is you take a stack of pennies to young children.
你拿一把硬币，还有一个小朋友。
And you put them in your hand.
把这把硬币放在你的手里。
We're going to play this right now. This is a fun game.
我们现在就玩一下，很有意思。
Now the rules for the game is my hand is like this.
这个规则就是我把手攥成这个样子。
And the rule is once you get a finger open, it has to stay open.
规则就是你只要一旦把我的手指头掰开，它就是打开的。
Keep going. Keep going. keep going. There you go, we got the pennies.
这是小朋友把他爸爸手掰开了以后，他就可以得到所有的硬币。
And the children, when they got the pennies, they go, "Yay! I got the pennies!"
一般小朋友得到硬币以后就特别兴奋，就觉得啊，我这个都是我的了。
And many people think that that's what prayer is about.
那就是我们祷告时候的样子。
Get the pennies from God.
我们就是想把神的手掰开，拿到里面的硬币。
Get a healthy life.
你就想有一个好的健康。
Get a good job.
有一个好的工作。
Be successful.
要成功。
Lord, give me those pennies.
主啊，求你把这些好东西都给我。
But the real purpose of prayer.
但是祷告真正的目的
is to sit on your daddy's lap.
是坐在父亲的腿上。
And hold his hand.
抓着他的手。
If you're just using God for the pennies, you're misusing God.
如果你亲近神只是为了得到他手上的硬币，那你是在，你是在这个不好的使用。
He's your daddy.
但是他是你的爸爸。
And you can sit on his lap.
你可以坐在他的腿上。
And talk with the Father of the universe.
跟我们宇宙万物的主宰，我们的天父，倾心交谈。
That's what prayer's about.
那就是祷告的目的。
As we close today,
我们今天结束的时候。
I want to give you an opportunity.
我想给你一个机会。
To make sure that you have a relationship with your heavenly Father.
就是让你肯定你跟天父是有这种关系的。
I wish I could speak with each one of you individually and do this for hours.
我希望我能花很多的时间跟你们每一个人好好谈一谈。
But that's not possible today.
但是今天不太可能。
But it is possible that you know about God.
但是你确实可以认识神。
But you don't actually know God.
你可以说你听过，你知道神，但是你并不认识他。
You can know facts about God without actually being in his family.
有可能你知道关于神的一切事情，但是你并不是他家庭的一员。
It says this in John chapter 1. It says, To those who receive him, he gave the right to become children of God.
约翰福音第一章说，那些接待他的就赐给他儿子的名分。
If you want to make God your heavenly father, your daddy, you need to receive Jesus.
如果你想让我们的神成为你天上的父，你应该接受，你就要接受主耶稣基督。
You need to believe in what Jesus did was for you.
你需要相信主耶稣他为你做的一切。
And when you take Jesus and his work and his death and his resurrection into your life, that's when God becomes your daddy.
当你接受了主耶稣在十字架上为你做的一切，相信他，信靠他的时候，神就成为你天上的父亲。
My great fear for people in churches.
我今天我最害怕的事情。
Is that because they think they're in a congregation?
因为教会的人，他们是在一个群体里。
They have this intimate relationship with their heavenly Father.
他们跟神有亲密的关系。
And that's not the case.
但是事实并不是这样的。
You only experience it as you trust in the work of Jesus.
当你信靠主耶稣做的事情的时候，你才是神的儿女。
So today we're going to just take a moment, and I've asked Daddy to speak to you.
今天我们花一点时间求天父向你讲话。
And right now, I'm just asking that if you're sitting here and you say, I don't know God this way.
如果今天你在坐在这里，但是你觉得你还不认识神。
Today would be the day that you sit on his lap and you touch his hand.
今天你就坐在他的腿上，去摇动他的手，去握住他的手。
And the Lord knows what's going on in your mind and your heart. He's an incredible God.
天父他知道你心里面所想的。
But if you want to make him, if you want to receive him and believe in him, pray a prayer like this.
如果你想要接受他的话，你跟我一起祷告。
Dear Jesus, I believe that you love me.
亲爱的主耶稣，我相信你爱我。
I believe that you died on the cross for me.
我相信你为我死在十字架上。
I believe that you rose on Easter morning for me.
我相信你三天以后复活。
And today I turn from my sin and my selfishness.
今天我要远离我的罪和我的自私。
And I receive your forgiveness and your love.
我要接受你的赦罪的恩典还有你的爱。
Thank you for allowing me to come into your family.
谢谢你允许我来到你的家中。
Today I want you to become my heavenly father.
今天我求你成为我天上的父亲。
Thank you for being my father.
谢谢你是我天上的父亲。
Amen.
Amen.